Back home, I would mention that I assist my relatives and people who are from the place where I come from, which is Maronda Mashanu in Chivu. The assistance that I normally give is in the form of school fees to the less privileged kids in that area. And also, I also give assistance to relatives who do not have, say, money to buy inputs, you know, towards the rain season. You find that you have quite a number of relatives who do not have money to buy inputs. I assist in that manner. Here in South Africa, I assist some Zimbabweans whom I come across from time to time who will be lacking money either for bus fare to proceed to their destinations or where they want to go, and also those who will be saying they do not have money for food. As a person in the academic field, I also assist Zimbabweans who will be looking for opportunities to further their studies. You find that some Zimbabweans come here to South Africa and initially they would want to work, but when they don't find work, they normally want to use the route of going to school and then probably find work later on. So in that case, I give them advice. I also assist some Zimbabweans who will be doing their master's dissertation. Since I'm a supervisor at the master's level, I normally assist Zimbabweans who approach me.
You mentioned that you are sending children to school back home. How many children do you have?
At the moment, I have slightly under 10. The number is slightly under 10 because the resources are limited. But I'm looking at increasing the number to probably 15 to 20 this year. And resources permitting also, I intend to increase the number so that many can benefit from these efforts.
I also understand that you are working with University of Zimbabwe lecturers. May you tell us your relationship here?
Thank you very much. I had actually forgotten to state that I do research collaborations with some lecturers at the University of Zimbabwe. To date, we have worked on a project that looks at public sector budgeting in Zimbabwe. And a book chapter is actually coming out this January. The idea there is to ensure that I'm able to make a contribution in the knowledge sector in Zimbabwe. You would find that the effects of the economic downturn that we've had in Zimbabwe have also affected the knowledge production sector. So my idea is that I must make a contribution in the knowledge production in Zimbabwe.
How do you find time to do all these things outside your work schedule?
Normally, I use that time that I'm supposed to be relaxing with my family. I actually sacrifice. You find that in some cases, I don't enjoy some of the things that some people at my level are enjoying. I use that time that I'm supposed to be enjoying probably with my family to ensure that I make a contribution to others, particularly those of my home country.